This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Tess Vigeland. As the economic recovery slows, and that is what it's looking like these days, so goes consumer confidence. How are people feeling about things these days?
And the latest poll number suggests margin of error.
There is somewhat of a disconnect.
It's conventional wisdom.
Our survey said...
Frank Newport is the editor-in-chief of Gallup, and he's here every week to give us an attitude check on what Americans really think about the economy and other issues of the day. Frank, good to talk to you again.
Good to be with you.
All right, let's talk consumer confidence. How are folks feeling about the economy?
Not good.
Uh-oh. All right, so where does that put us?
Well, let me quantify it for you first. Our economic confidence measure is minus 26, and you ask what that means. Well, zero would be where things were on an even keel. So that minus 26 means we're underwater attitudinally. Not as bad as it could get. It was minus 65 back in 08, but the minus 26 is negative, not positive.
Do we know why there's been this dip at this point in the year?
You know, that's an excellent question, and a lot of us are scratching our head. We've done a lot of analysis. Typically, there is a correlation between consumer confidence and the Dow, but the Dow generally, after dropping at the beginning of the month, has been up, so that's not working.
Right.
Gas prices have been getting a lot better, and yet consumer confidence has been getting worse, so that's not predicting much. What we think it may relate to is news. We do know from some research we've done it's related to the sentiment in the news. There's a European crisis going on, and we really think there may be some implications of what's going on in Washington. Uncertainty, waiting for the health care ruling, problems with Congress not acting, and all the things that may happen later in the year in the election. That may be part of why consumers aren't all that confident, and they're probably still worried about jobs.
Yeah, so there's just basically, it sounds like a general sense of unease has returned. So what are the ramifications of that?
Politically, there are interesting ramifications. Our work shows that President Obama would want to have this index at about a minus 15 because that predicts about a 50% job approval rating. So if consumer sentiment remains lower below that level as it is now, that's not a good predictor for his reelection probability. Whether or not it means consumers won't spend, which is what a lot of people assume, is a little less clear in the data.
All right. Well, we've still got, what, 4 or 5 months till the election. So is there anything in the polling that suggests this might change at all?
You know, the direction of the economy is one of the components of our consumer confidence, and we now have 58%, count it, 58% of Americans say the economy is getting worse, not better, and that's not the kind of measure an incumbent president would like to have. And now, whether that'll change or not, I think we're going to wait and see. We've got the health care ruling. We have a week from Friday, the announcement of the June unemployment number, so a lot of new information will come in. But right now, we don't know whether it'll change, but it's not auspicious for President Obama.
All right. Looking into that crystal ball there. Frank Newport, the editor-in-chief of Gallup. Thanks so much.
My pleasure.